covering the week's top tech stories with a slight Linux bias.
The public beta of SpaceX Starlink internet service has begun. SpaceX has begun sending email invitations to Starlink's public beta and will charge beta users $99 per month, plus a one-time fee of $499 for the user terminal, mounting tripod, and router. The emails are being sent to people who previously registered interest in the service on the Starlink website. SpaceX is calling it the better-than-nothing beta, perhaps partly because the Starlink satellite service will be most useful to people who can't get cable or fiber broadband. But the email also says, as you can tell from the title, we are trying to lower your initial expectations. The email reads, expect to see data speeds vary from 50 to 150 megabits per second and latency from 20 to 40 milliseconds over the next several months as we enhance the Starlink system. There will also be brief periods of no connectivity at all. As we launch more satellites, install more ground stations, and improve our networking software, data speed latency and uptime will improve dramatically. For latency, we expect to achieve 16 to 19 milliseconds by summer 2021. There is apparently no data cap. A Starlink mobile app to help beta users set up and manage the service also just went live on Apple's App Store and Google Play. Elon Musk recently said that the public beta will be for the northern U.S. and hopefully southern Canada. SpaceX plans to provide Starlink to a school district in Texas in early 2021, but that doesn't mean the public beta is available to anyone in the south. The wait may not be too long, though, as SpaceX has said it will reach near global coverage of the populated world by 2021.
You know, that Starlink story is an interesting one. Because for so long we have been hearing about this project, hearing about how it's going to change the face of the globe with providing internet, high-speed internet to, you know, unreachable areas. So it's interesting that they're offering this beta version to lower expectations. That's totally contrary to what companies do. They want to heighten expectations. So why would they take that approach when, quite frankly, if you don't have access to internet, even to hear that you can get, you know, 50 meg download speeds is phenomenal.
Sure.
Like, yeah. That to me is great. I mean, but it's satellite. You expect that there's going to be downtime. You expect that there's going to be interference from weather. So I don't understand why they would call this about lowering expectations. Like, what were people thinking they were going to get?
Well, I mean, we know that it's meant to be really, really fast. And they're saying it's not yet there.
No, of course.
So let's try it out, but no, it's not yet there.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, they have to set expectations, perhaps,
yeah,
to avoid, you know, complaints and things like that. But I think about, like, it's hard for us to fathom if we live in a city that there are places still that don't have high-speed internet.
I'm literally thinking about my church.
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah, you're just on the outskirts.
We're less than a kilometer from the edge of Barrie. We cannot get anything internet-wise other than your basic DSL.
Our old studio, Studio D.
That's brutal.
Same deal.
Yeah.
My father-in-law is using LTE internet at home because they do not have high-speed internet where they live.
That's what we have at the church.
That's unreal.
$200 a month.
Just to have basic internet.
Just for basic LTE internet.
Man.
So, yeah. I mean, like, this Starlink, for the price it's going to be, could be a great option for us.
Yes, for you then, in that case, or for my father-in-law, it's a great option, and it's probably going to be better than what they currently have. So maybe setting the expectations low in that, you know, those of us who have gig internet aren't going out and signing up for the new, you know, this is the latest and greatest from SpaceX.
Right.
So it's going to be the best. Well, they're setting the expectations low purposefully so that it's the right market.
Yeah.
I guess
if you're in a city where you've got that high speed, but if you have nothing,
yes.
I mean, what they're offering for speeds is phenomenal.
It is. Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm excited. At first, I wasn't sure how I felt about this project when I first heard about it. Cause I'm like, oh, he just wants to roll
space
the
debris.
You know? But now that I'm starting to see it roll out, I'm getting excited about it. But what's interesting is that it's upper U.S., possibly lower Canada for their beta testing. Why not beta test in like a low, like pick somewhere along the equator of Africa, maybe, you know, like some remote.
Well, it makes sense though that they would want to test it in a place where, well, think of it this way. If it went down, I have something else to fall back on.
Yeah.
I have the 4G infrastructure to fall back on if I needed
right.
to. So you know, maybe that has something to do with it. I mean, we're speculating here, but there are so many thoughts. Yeah, but hey, how does something like Starlink affect you? Is it something that would be better than what you have, or is mm-hmm. it a severe downgrade? Yeah. That's really what it comes down to. But I think in a lot of cases, this is going to bring high-speed internet to areas that currently don't have it. And not yes. only that, Jeff, but we've hit on it in the past when we've talked about Starlink, and that's that in an event of natural disaster or infrastructure issues, it's an opportunity to still receive good, solid internet,
yes.
high-speed internet that is not reliant on things like towers.
Yes.
Right?
Now, one of the things that will be interesting is because, I mean, this is not new. Like, satellite internet is already here.
Well, good satellite internet is new.
That's the challenge here is, I mean, I used to, another iteration of my working life, I was a recognized installer for satellite internet. So I have an inner working of, or an inner understanding of how it works. And it was quite cumbersome and unreliable.
Yep.
I mean, the dish moves just a slight bit from wind.
Right.
And you're out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really interested to see how Starlink's internet works in that regard. And if a little bit of wind is going to knock it out, or if it's a more stable platform.
Mm-hmm. Time will tell. Mm-hmm. Maybe the beta test will show some results. So we'll see over the next couple months. Mm-hmm.
Big thanks to Roy W. Nash and our community of viewers for submitting stories to us this week. Thanks for watching the Category5.tv newsroom. Don't forget to like and subscribe for all your tech news with a slight Linux bias. And if you appreciate what we do, become a patron at patreon.com/category5. From the Category5.tv newsroom, I'm Becca Ferguson.